That familiar music means it's time for a Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair is away from the station this week. I'm Michael Jewett, host of 89.1 Jazz and Blues Time. Always a thrill and a pleasure and honor to be able to sit in for David and speak with the man from the Michigan Theater, executive director for all things movies and more. Hello, Russ Collins. How are you doing?
Michael, good to be on the air with not only a music maven, but a movie maven as well. So, yeah. Excited to do Cinema Chat here with you.
Indeed.
Also excited that we did Star Wars A New Hope, which was the first Star Wars film that was released in 77.
Talk about being old. Now, I was actually at one of the, I don't know if it was a midnight screening, but I want to say maybe it was a midnight screening. I would have been in high school at the time. And, you know, I'm on record. It's like, it just didn't register with me. I don't know. I was just in the middle of my weird punk rock years or something. And it's just, I was like, really, is this the next big thing? And I just kind of left out on it. And, you know, I'm a mild fan, but, you know, I really do respect the whole, you know, George Lucas and the risks he took. And then the whole, you know, as a fan of science fiction and space fantasy and whatnot, just how it's taken over the culture and taken on this life that has now just become... Is there really, I guess phenomenon would be the best word, because it's taken over just so much space in the culture for now generations, really, of film goers and more. So, hey, may the force
literally.
Yeah.
Literally generations. My son, his wife, and my wife's parents, or his wife's parents, were there. And the theater was about at capacity. Now, capacity is 300 at this point, as opposed to the 1,600 seats we have.
Right, yeah.
So everyone was safely spaced, and people just had a really great time. So we had kids, we had old people, we had middle-aged people, we had Gen Z, X, Y, everything. It was really great, it felt... You know, a lot of people have their vaccines now. People are a little more comfortable going out to dinner. And it was great to have a theater full of people that were excited to be there. And they were excited afterwards. They clapped after the movie was over. They booed the bad guys and cheered the good guys. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, but Star Wars, I mean, there's like this whole, you know, there's like the cult of Vader that, you know, people are like... Darth Vader is tough to beat for a bad guy. In terms of like, it's like, so there's like this whole, they're cheering Vader. You know, so,
right. Well, yeah. they were not cheering him last night.
Okay.
They were going on the good versus evil stuff, and they were definitely siding on the side of good. And I think that there is some of this, you know, seeking of comfort and looking forward to a more optimistic, time in our world.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We'll see how that goes. But
and we know what, and there's something to be said for Star Wars and films that would be like put in kind of like that camp. These things that bring in this big audience that have this big reach and everything, they really do. You know, regardless of what they may be, you know, a Marvel movie or whatever, it's like this big thing of like lifting people up and, you know, immersing them in this, you know, fantasy realm or whatever. So yeah, I think we're all like those wide-eyed, you know, younger film fans when we're caught up in these films. And yeah, it's a big thing to be part of the community watching a film like that. So yeah,
absolutely. And that was emphasized by the best actress from Nomadland. Frances McDormand said, please watch our movie, This Is Nomadland,
right,
on the largest screen possible and take yes, everyone you know into a theater in a dark place and watch every film that's represented here tonight at the Oscars. So we got one more screening of Nomadland that's going to be on Sunday at 3:15, and it really does need to be seen on a big screen.
The director is really having a moment too. Academy Award winning director Chloe Zhao for this film, and you know, I got to tell you, to get back on the kind of like genre tip, her next movie is going to be one of these big Marvel films. It's the premiere of a series of characters called The Eternals. And I tell you, the morning after the Oscars was announced that she won, Marvel Studios is like, doesn't fall down on the marketing department. They already have the Academy Award-winning director marketing stuff out there. But they're really talking about Chloe Zhao doing something really, really different with the genre. And the Eternals are kind of like one of these, it's a space fantasy, but also the Eternals are just that. They're kind of like godlike beings, and they've been around for thousands of years. So you're going to hit this scope of this really diverse cast through the cosmos and through time. And they're just saying, you know, the people that have seen it, you know, the executives and industry types and fellow directors and everything, that this is something really special. So,
well, Chloe Zhao is a special director.
So yeah, so good on her. So yeah, so this is her year, you know. So and go see it in a movie with a bunch of crazy Marvel fans. I know I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see if Marvel can pull off what Tom Hanks was talking about at the beginning of the year. You know, it's like these comic book films, Marvel Studios, they're gonna save the cineplexes because nothing brings out large groups of people like Star Wars or a Marvel movie. So we'll see. You know, Marvel's got, you know, Black Widow, the Shang-Chi movie, the Eternals, and there's a Spider-Man movie coming out around Christmas. So they got, you know, about every other month, starting in July, we'll see what happens, you know, and what that means for business and whatnot for films. So,
absolutely. And playing in theaters right now, and we've actually brought it to the State Theater this week, Godzilla versus Kong, which has been at the commercial theaters for a couple of weeks, but we're bringing it in for the weekend just because, you know, it is one of those kind of unifying films that a lot of different kinds of people will go to and like. But, you know, because we're an art house, we wanted to put it in context. So we're doing the latest Godzilla film versus Kong, and then we're doing the original Godzilla from 1954. So
you're doing the original, the Japanese Godzilla.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. Good. Yeah.
It was released in 1956, the same film in the United States with a really odd Raymond Burr performance that was really disconnected from the original.
Which has its own appeal in the bizarre realm.
But this is the original 1954, so you can come see Godzilla versus Kong, and then, you know, on next Tuesday, the 11th, go see Godzilla. So that should be a fun thing to do. Another fun thing to do is the revival of Scott Pilgrim versus the World. This came out in 2010. Michael Cera plays the eponymous character, and the film is created off of a comic book. But it's created, one critic called it the greatest video game movie ever made, but it was never made into a video game. It's just that it used the video game kind of structure of him having to defeat the ex-boyfriends of his current girlfriend. And it's an interesting structure. Established a kind of cult following, and it is a fun film. We showed it when it was originally out in 2010, and it is a fun film, so we're going to play that over the weekend as well. And we're opening this British film, a Scottish film actually, called Limbo, about a promising young musician from Syria, and he's stuck on a remote Scottish island awaiting his asylum request from Scotland. Okay. The film has gotten great reviews. It's got a little bit of a wistful quality as many emigrant kind of dramas, asylum dramas do, but it's poetic and awfully wryly funny. So Limbo is definitely something to check out. It's opening this weekend at the State Theater. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that we've got this great, there's another film that you've got to see that's been playing, a Japanese animation film called Demon Slayer. And this is based on an anime TV series that came out and a comic book as well. This film's been doing extremely well. We opened it when it opened nationally, but it's really worth checking out.
Makes Demon for a nice Slayer. Companion piece to the original Godzilla.
Yeah, it's true.
Think about the range of films right there,
Japanese aesthetic, film aesthetic, and anime aesthetic is really groundbreaking in so many ways. The original Godzilla was. It invented an animation type. So anyway, go check that out. But in addition to that, for the rest of May, we've got this repertory film series. That's what we used to call it. It was a repertory film series. It's a bunch of different kind of films that we're playing, some classic films, some modern classics. But it's kind of starting with Scott Pilgrim and Godzilla this weekend. We have Moonstruck coming this weekend in honor of Olympia Dukakis, who just passed away. Moonstruck stars Cher and is a lot of fun. And then we've got these classic repertory films like Rocky Horror Picture Show coming on the 15th. We're doing Dreamgirls, which is actually a favorite film of mine. It's based on Motown and really great performances. Wizard of Oz is coming on the 16th of May. Hard Day's Night, the Beatles film, and it's a really good film. Richard Lester directed it. It's coming up on the 22nd, and we're also doing Spike Lee's Malcolm X on the 22nd.
I have a great memory of seeing that in the theater with the late poet and writer Al Young, who recently passed away. He was connected to the University of Michigan for a short while, but poet laureate, former poet laureate of the state of California. Yeah, no shortage of options out there. Go see a movie. And as Frances McDormand was imploring all of us, you know, see it on the biggest screen possible with a room full of people. Be safe and embrace this moment and come back to the theaters.
Get out there.
Where does the time go? And I tell you again, it's always a treat and an honor to speak with Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater. Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU and WEMU.org.
Thank you, Michael. We'll see you at the movies.